Podcasts are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
I don't like people who aren't famous. So I barely like you. I hate my family.
Yeah. You call your daughter the little non-famous. And you call Jason the male non-famous.
The male non-famous. And yeah. They know why. Yeah. Okay, but during the Oscars when I guess they were doing like costume design or whatever, and it was like Bo and Yang and Lily Nosferatu,
mm-hmm.
Depp, the one behind her was Timothée Chalamet dressed as Bob Dylan, her ex-boyfriend. They dated for a long time. And then I also saw, before that category came on, Timothy and Kylie left the auditorium so they wouldn't have to see Lily Nosferatu Depp.
Interesting.
Right.
Well, I mean, I feel like at this point, like when stuff like that happens with the Kardashians, I'm like, I feel like maybe she's a chill girlfriend who doesn't even care, but she has to do that so that people will talk, you know?
Well, I think that they probably did that because they knew that probably the camera would be panned on them, and they probably just like didn't want to engage.
Deal with that. Okay, well, yeah. That makes sense too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's those little details that where I'm like, I would never think about that. As a celebrity, I would never...
I think about that stuff when it's like they're about to announce a non-famous.
Yeah. You're like, what would I do as a famous to pull focus right now?
I don't know what sound mixing is. And I know it's important, but unless it's like John Travolta.
Honey, people know from our podcast that we don't know what sound mixing is. Okay. That's not a shocker.
But how exciting was it to see Conan hosting something on TV again? I was excited.
I feel like they were giving him nothing. I feel like he was bombing. It was like Shane Gillis on SNL this week. I was like, guys, give him more laughs.
No, I thought, well, I don't care if he was bombing. Like, I still liked, I'm just as a viewer at home. I liked it. I liked him talking about Drake being a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. I wish that he had brought out, like the masturbating bear, just like from like what he did late night, you know?
Yeah. Or like in the year 2000. Yeah. Like
driving desk.
Or if only they made it.
And Andy Richter was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy should have been there.
He should have just like brought back his show.
His whole show. And then no Oscars, just the
no
show.
No Oscars. I don't need to see Adrian Brody throwing gum at Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Why do we need to see that?
Yeah, that was atrocious. I honestly, I couldn't watch.
I'm not watching any of your movies. You worked with Roman Polanski. You assaulted Halle Berry on stage. You threw gum at Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife. Like, I don't, you've looked the same age for 40 years now, and that's very suspect to me. So, the Oscars too long. The Oscars too white. The Oscars too confusing for Michelle.
Yeah. Oscars too extended James Bond sequence? Question mark?
What was that? I did read why that might have happened because it was, I guess, like that, like Selena Gomez movie, was it called?
Oh, they were going to have an Emilia Perez
montage? Yes. Wasn't it like nominated, like the songs were nominated or something, but like they weren't going to be able to convince Selena Gomez to sing live. She gets really anxious.
Well, and they weren't going to do the song. They weren't, after all this happened. You know, they didn't even do the intros like they did for supporting actor. They just did the clips for best actor and actress so that no one had to be like, you are a talented lady and I'm happy that you are part of this. Because no one would feel like, you know, friggin' Cillian Murphy is like, I'm not doing that. Yeah, he would just bow.
Well, we love a Spanish woman.
So true. Oh, yeah. So that brings us to, guys, you asked for it. And by you, I mean my sister. We have a very special episode today. One of the greatest stories ever told.
It's the story of how we became friends.
It is. She brought us together.
Yeah, she brought us together. Lauren and I knew each other for too many years.
We weren't friends.
We weren't not friends.
We ran in the same circles.
We drank ourselves into the same circles. We drank ourselves and we smoked ourselves and we cried ourselves and we eating disordered ourselves.
Always adjacently, you know, never the twain shall meet.
No. A cucumber brought us together.
Yeah. And we are, of course, talking about Hilaria Baldwin. As some of you may know, the Max, the long-awaited Max / TLC joint show, The Baldwins, which we've been some of us have been waiting for
a long time.
Yeah. It was finally released. And at first, it's been so built up for me and Michelle. And it's such a just sacred thing for us. Mm-hmm. First, we were a little worried because it's like, it's pretty clear that it's all.
They're not well.
And like, yeah, the kids stuff bums us out a little. And so much of it is going to be about the Rust trial. It's like they're doing a commercial for the Rust trial. I'm like, why are we talking?
We need to give press for this movie.
It's crazy, dude. But yeah, and we'll get into all of that. But yeah, so we were a little worried because like Alec Baldwin was like, I'm so unlikable in this. And it's like, okay, no. You have been so unlikable so many other times and you're never self-aware of it. You guys are producers. You guys are shaping the narrative. I don't know how much real Baldwin, you know, the Baldwin that feeds us, we're going to see. But here's the thing. The performative, the Baldwin shtick they're performing, that is what we're getting. They've been performing it. They've been practicing it since they got together.
It's amazing.
These are like two
These are stars, baby. They have X Factor. God shines a light on them. Okay. These people know how to win awards. These people know how to wear short shorts. These people know how to act. I loved like even the confessionals, we would just get a little bit of Alec Baldwin doing scene work. You know, he would throw an accent. Like we got the song, we got the dance, we got the sadness.
Yes. And just also, we'll get more into the recap later, but just the way that they interact with each other, where it's like, you know, whatever they're saying, they've said a million times to each other as part of their shtick and jokes, but they still seem like they've never met before.
It's incredible.
It's fascinating.
Lightning in a bottle, these two. You know, when you just like, you can just feel the non-chemistry between two people.
It's electric.
Refuse to leave each other's side.
Yes. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's like, and I think to really enjoy it, you guys really need some of the backstory. Like, because there's just so much. And really, like, there were so many Easter eggs in the show for longtime Pepinos to really appreciate and enjoy. So we can't tell you all of it because there's just too friggin' much. But this, we're going to do a two-part episode. This part is going to be part one. We're going to get a little bit into the Hilaria Baldwin origin story and their union. And then we're going to recap the episode afterwards, just so you're primed a little on the material. Because like, you guys probably know Hilaria was, you know, faking being Spanish. She's got tons of kids. She's younger than Alec. Alec accidentally killed a woman on the set of Rust, etc. But like, here's how juicy this is. I'm going to have to explain to you three different cults they were associated with before I can even get into how they met. That's incredible. How much lore there is.
And we haven't even talked about the Reddit that brought our friendship together.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So first of all, I want to thank the Reddit sub, the controversial Reddit sub, / Hilaria Baldwin. Now, the sub gets a bad rep because there are definitely like some right-wing lunatics on there, like any snark sub.
It's Reddit.
It's a snark sub. Like, there's going to be, but also the thing is, they're so dedicated. There's so much extensive research, more, you know, like
boots on the ground.
These girls did their homework.
We got them in the Hamptons. We got them in the cucumber fields.
We have, yeah, so many firsthand accounts of like people who took yoga with Hilaria and put their firsthand account. Like, that's where I got a lot of this from. So also, don't take any of it too seriously.
No,
either.
We don't at all.
We
do, but it's just fun.
It's fine.
Let the girls play.
Yes. Like, there's a lot of people in that sub who like really feed off the rage and anger and hatred, but like, we have a lot of fun
We're having fun out there.
And we're, you know, she's entertaining, Hilaria.
That's entertainment. And some of you fools like watching Adrian Brody being boring ass for 5 hours on screen. And no. I want to see Hilaria faking an accent her entire life, teaching that to her children, having a husband who's having so many sorts of breakdowns, but she's looking good doing it, baby.
She's looking good. She's looking good. With her completely new face, which she claims she's never had plastic surgery.
Yeah. Making charts to figure a Tetris to figure out how she's going to get all the kids in a car.
Yeah.
This woman is get her a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame right now.
Just so many choreographed hijinks, which
I love it.
That's her life, you know, and I love it. Okay, so let's start with we can actually start with Wikipedia, because people hate this bitch so much that they shade her on her Wikipedia, and it's never been taken down, but it's just like a kind of like shady and like backhanded way.
Yeah, it's like the shade room.
Like the shade room, right? What's the shade room?
It's like an urban gossip site.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
See, I'm too white. No one told me about it.
Oscar's too white over here.
Yeah, that's me.
Oscar's too white over here.
And people call me Oscar because I live in a trash can, like the grouch, and look like a man.
Yeah, you look like you just came out of a trash can. Actually, go down and then pop up and be very angry towards me.
I was wearing kind of a hat situation that looked like maybe a trash can lid.
I teach you your ABCs, you shitheads. That was basically Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, that's the Avenue Q. That's an After Dark
version. That's the Avenue Q.
Okay, so Hillary Lynn Thomas, Wikipedia says, was, and that really was her name, was born in Boston, like me, Oscar the Trash Can. And then it was January 6th, 1984.
January 6th?
Whoa, I didn't even put that together. What a great day.
She just knew what to do.
Oh my God, the lore.
I'm shaking.
January 6th, 1984, like a conservative wet dream birthday. Oh, so good.
Oh my God.
So she was born to Catherine Hayward and David Thomas Jr. She is of English, French, Canadian, German, Irish, and Slovak descent. That's right. They got on Ancestry.com and they cited it in the Wikipedia.
All of those places are exactly where white people come from. It's like where white people.
That's the white, the motherlands. Yeah.
The motherlands of all of the whites.
So, yeah, her mom grew up in Massachusetts too. She spent her career practicing medicine. She was an associate physician at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Insane.
And a professor of medicine at Harvard. And then her dad was an attorney with an undergrad degree in Spanish literature from Haverford and a law degree from Georgetown University. So, she grew up with like wealthy, waspy white parents, but they did have like an interest in Spanish culture. Even her granddad was like a big rich money guy, an American with roots in the country that predated the American Revolution.
Oh my God.
And he was from Iowa, but he traveled to Argentina a lot as an auditor for General Electric. And so he was always really interested in European cultures, and he taught Spanish, I think, to his kids too. So I do think personally, I do think she speaks it. I think she...
No, she definitely... speaks... Yeah, she speaks Spanish very, very well.
Yeah, and
she does a lot of things very well.
Yes, yeah, from practice. She's getting the reps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she went... Hillary Hayward Thomas attended the... I also love that name. It's so 80s.
It's so 80s.
Hillary Hayward Thomas.
Hillary Hayward.
So she went to Cambridge School of Weston, which was a private co-ed high school in Weston, Massachusetts. Very expensive school. I think it was like $64,000 a year, even back then.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's like $1,000,000,000 in today's economy.
It's crazy. That's like more than NYU was back then.
Insane.
And so then she started college at age 19. I love that they've got to like shade her. Like, she started college late, by the way.
She was the late bloomer.
Like, oh, get her.
Did she have a gap year?
And she went to NYU. Yeah, the other most expensive place in the world. And she was on the ballroom dance team there. And she also did Latin ballroom. And she actually was dating her dance partner there, Eduardo, for like 2 years. This is important because she later names one of her children Eduardo, which is crazy.
Yes.
And so then she alleges her family spent like half their time in Spain growing up. But according to like many people who were interviewed in like actual publications too, not just Reddit, they were like, yeah, I knew her growing up. She didn't have an accent. She went by Hillary. They spent like maybe, you know, a week there every few years.
Right.
But her parents did move there in like 2012 once her mom retired.
Retired. Yeah. They're like expats.
Yes. So again, it's like, you know, she likes to, she just has a fun relationship with the
trip. She has a way with the truth that is...
It's an artistic interpretation.
Fun. It is flirty. It mm-hmm. is devious.
It's kind of like her relationship with Alec, where it's like... I pretend to love you, but secretly I hate you, like, but it's sexual. Yeah,
like, I can't stay away. Like, we're not really together, her and the truth, but, like, they have, like, you know, all of these kids together.
Right, right. Exactly.
You know, so they are tied. They are linked forever.
Linked forever. You can't say that she's not linked with the truth.
Right, somehow. But the truth is looking at her like...
But the truth has her trapped. They're trapped.
They're trapped. We're all trapped.
Aren't we all trapped by the truth?
The Von Traps.
Yeah. So while attending NYU, she became a yoga teacher at Yoga to the People. This will be the first cult of the hour we learn about. She taught at their St. Mark's location. And then from reports, she spent a month in Spain while teaching at Yoga to the People. She like took a month off. And then when she came back, she had dyed her hair. She was super tan and she started going by Eladia. So Hillary had a close relationship with the Yoga to the People founder, Greg Gumaccio, who was allegedly abusing his power, sleeping with upwards of 10 of his beautiful 20 to 25 year old female employees. He was a longtime student and trusted advisor to Bikram Chowdhury, founder of cult number 2, Bikram Yoga, another sex cult. It was also the one where they do 105 degree yoga.
Tried that one time and I was like, I'm dead. I'm just dead. I cannot believe I'm paying these people so much money to kill me.
And you're just like stretching. And they you're ruined yoga. Like, yeah, now you can't go to yoga anywhere without sweating. It being hot. Like,
why is it so hot?
It's just bulimia, to be honest. Like, it was a cult. Like, it was
bulimia is hot.
But yeah, and bulimia is a cult tool and like, you know, anorexia. And so this, you know, they just like kind of find these women with eating disorders and they trap them emotionally and financially. And then later, luckily, they get their comeuppance. So yeah, so women were systematically groomed and abused in Bikram and in Yoga to the People. Bikram taught Greg well. Their bodies were criticized. They were underpaid. And then, you know, obviously then, yeah, a guru starts a new studio using the same predatory system. You see that a lot in yoga. There's like 12 Netflix documentaries about, you know, different... Right. Including Bikram. So a lot of the teachers were envious because of her closeness to Greg. I don't know if they were actually involved, but they were very close and he was obviously like obsessed with her. Like people always thought they were married because she was always like taking care of his son. And also she got the same class time every day, which no other employees did. Like, it's so crazy and cult that he would spring their class times on them the day or like a couple of days before and you never knew what it would be. Like, but also it was also because she was a very popular teacher. Like, people loved her.
She's popular. Yeah, she's, you know, Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, Miss, they're like, we don't care if your name is Hillary or Hilaria. We just want to do yoga with you.
We would just want to be in your shot, like your glow.
Yes, just soak it up.
Give us some of that sunlight. That is fun.
So during this time in 2009, she was secretly starting a yoga studio called Yoga Vida, along with Mike Patton. He was one of her students, and they were building it in the West Village of New York City for 6 months, totally secretly. She claims that they like were co-owners, but actually it's like completely filed in Mike's name. But she did like help him start the yoga program, and she took 100 Yoga to the People clients with her to start. And they basically their entire curriculum, which actually I think is so girl boss.
She's a boss babe.
Yeah, because like, you know, it's like, oh, these guys keep making sex cults. So I'm just going to start my own studio that's not a sex cult. And that's going to be a lot more popular. And it was.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. And apparently this Mike Patton guy was like a really nice guy. He was great with business. He had the funds. Like he worked the front desk for like the first 4 years. You know, instead of hiring someone, he was like a great guy. So it's like she did, you know, she chose well. And there's been no Yoga Vida scandals that I know of. It's still around. During COVID, they like branched out to 4 locations, but a lot of them went under. But they still have a Union Station place where you can practice. So yeah, that's refreshing. So, but of course, Greg from Yoga to the People and the other teachers were furious that she left. But in 2011, Bikram Chowdhury was suing all of his disciples for teaching Bikram yoga. He claimed it was his and sued them. And the judge ruled that he's like, you can't sue them for like doing one of your asanas, but that started a floodgate of sexual abuse lawsuits against Bikram. He's had his assets frozen. He's been publicly disgraced. He got a divorce and she took almost everything. Like, that guy's fucked. And then Yoga to the People closed in 2022 after multiple accusations of tax fraud, sexual assault, labor violations, racial discrimination, other crimes, bad business practices. And someone got on their yoga account. It was an inside job and posted all of this shit, which is badass too.
Love to see it.
I love to see it, baby. And then Greg was arrested for tax evasion a month later. And last October, he pled guilty. So it is a happy ending to these stories.
It's a New York story if I ever heard one.
I know. See, isn't the story so good? This is, we haven't even really gotten started.
Tell a story.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But anyway, all this to say, like, you know, while Hilaria has done some really bad things, sometimes she's kind.
She's so kind.
She's kind.
We love it.
So then let's cut to our third cult. So in 2011, Alec Baldwin is experiencing a huge career resurgence. He's killed his career with his very messy public divorce.
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not the only one. Killed. Spoilers.
He manslaughtered his career.
Manslaughtered. Yes, yes. And was found not guilty. Mm-hmm. Due to a botched trial of Hollywood against him. No, he was such a fucking prick. Like, I feel like you've got to be such an alcoholic and a prick.
The way, like, I don't think people really remember Alec before Hilaria. I mean, so it was like he was with Kim Basinger for a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. He was one of Hollywood's very famous Democrats, mm-hmm. him and his brothers. But I don't think people remember how awful he was. He was always angry. He was always beating up like paparazzi. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Like, I get it. They're in your face and it's got to be annoying. But he was like,
And he did it in 1999. He did it in 2005. He
assaulted photographers.
He would call them homophobic slurs. He's hard to work with. Like, to be a handsome white guy in Hollywood and fuck that
up. And he has those smoldering eyes, baby.
But still, he fucked it up so bad that he was fucked until 30 Rock.
And he was awful to Kim. Like, he was so bad. Their divorce was so messy. But really, one of the worst things he ever did was that voice memo that he left to his daughter, Ireland, great name, calling her a pig. He called his daughter a pig. She released it, which I would too.
Yeah.
This is like what was public. Can you imagine what he said privately to his ex-wife, to their daughter? That's why his whole rebrand as like this like father with all of these children has been very strange, because the way that we all know how he treated his firstborn.
We know him as the worst father ever.
I never saw the man smile.
No. And she was 14 at the time. And like, he's like, he's like, you're such a fucking pig, like your mother. You're playing fucking mind games with me. Just like all this crazy shit.
He was on 30 Rock at the time when this was happening, and he was trying to get out of his contract after it was released.
No, I thought this was, I thought that was like before 30 Rock.
No, wait. I thought, because I remember him being on The View and them asking him about it and him saying like he had asked NBC and Tina Fey to get out of his 30 Rock contract. He was like done. But maybe it was just because of his other stuff. I do remember him. He wanted to get out of 30 Rock, though.
Why did he want to get out of 30 Rock?
Because he had such bad press. He didn't want to deal with it anymore. He was like, I need to deal with things like privately with like my family and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was in 2007. Also because like I think this is like when really like the New York Post and New York Mail started, your favorite publications.
The Daily Mail. I'm not talking about it anymore. You have to pay now. It's been pretty pain. I'm only left with the New York Post. It's been a lot.
Yeah. Well, all the who runs those Murdoch?
Yeah.
All those Murdoch run papers. They would like, you know, they were already going after him before all this shit for just being like a liberal
piece of shit.
And for being liberal. That's the whole thing about Alec Baldwin haters is some are bad faith because he's liberal.
But he's also he's a liberal who still call you like a horrible
who will call a paparazzi like a fucking queen and I think it's nothing else for anyway.
Yeah
This was like early on in 30 Rock. This was like the I guess the second season,
right?
But still, he was such a fucking genius in 30 Rock. I have to say, amazing. I'm watching it with my stepson right now, and it's like he's
brilliant. He's a brilliant comedic actor.
But it's just so weird how someone can be emotionally such a stupid nightmare and empty.
He's just a nightmare. He's just a nightmare. Like, Billy, come get your brother in check.
Yes, Billy, you're still number one. Even after the Baldwins, a TV show, you're still our number one Baldwin.
I know. Like, there's something going really bad. Like, between Alec and Justin Bieber, like, whatever is going on over there is not good.
Wait. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. On that,
that's his, like, his, like, nephew or something.
That's so weird.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, but they never, like, post together anymore. Not since the scandal.
That would be crazy if they did.
That would be crazy.
That would
well,
be
I think Stephen and Alec are... Need. I think Stephen and Alec are strange, outs. Too.
Yeah.
So it's rumored that in season 3 of 30 Rock, Alec Baldwin's character, Jack Donaghy, he's got this, romance arc with a character played by Salma Hayek.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is that he had a huge crush on her. But of course, she's like, oh, I'm Salma Hayek. I can do so much better. I'm going to marry the billionaire guy who runs Gucci.
Yeah. And she did.
And she did.
Yeah,
but he was super into her and is the rumor. And then he started hanging out a lot at Cult Number 3, Pure Food and Wine, which was the very popular vegan raw restaurant that mm-hmm. didn't cook anything in Manhattan. It was like referenced on Sex and the City. Lots of celebrity clientele hung out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Alec kind of fell in love with the owner, Sarma. But Sarma actually was in a relationship, which was a cult. It was a two-person cult. And her later husband made her believe he could commune with angels in the afterworld and that she needed to give him all the profits from the restaurant instead of paying her employees so that she could live forever with her golden retriever. So she was not available. So she dodged a bullet with Alec
not
Baldwin.
Not available. Yeah. So I'm taken.
Yeah. Still, I think, she maybe got the better option.
Yeah, no, truly. I mean, we love angels in the outfield or whatever you said.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't get through the, if you want to learn more about that, it's in the Netflix documentary, Bad yeah. Vegan. But it was so confusing what she believed that I was like, I don't think I can follow this.
With your golden retriever, babe, now you lost me.
Yeah, where it's like, she's going to the other room and he's like, be right back. I'm going to talk to the angels. Oh, wait, there's another angel. Right. And I'm just like, I can't, this is too plotty.
So many angels.
Yeah, this is like friggin', Dune. I can't, yeah, how did she do it?
I can't watch Dune. Oh my God. Pop culture memory.
That's so Raven.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I remember reading, topical, how Kylie and Timothy got together. They met at a party and she was telling him that she had read the Dune books. And he was like, yeah, you're hot. You've read Dune. And they've been together ever since.
Honestly, this so tracks because famously you sent me her young adult sci-fi novel with Kendall that they wrote together. And yeah. That definitely seemed Dune influence yeah. from the cover, which is always
right.
read.
Right. So anyway, yeah. just anyway. For the people who are mean all the time, I actually feel bad for those two. Like, he clearly likes her. People think just because he's a really good actor, he can't be with somebody who is also wildly more successful in her own right than this man. She's
100%.
A literal billionaire. Who cares how she did it? She's so much more successful. Why are people assholes? How do we know that he's well-read and deep and we don't?
No, he doesn't seem that smart.
He doesn't.
He's an Alec Baldwin, amazing actor, but and you wouldn't know it from talking to him.
You wouldn't fucking know it. Anyway, that was my memory.
Okay. Yeah, and thank you as always for sharing it. This was Michelle's
memories
corner. Okay, so then, Alec, of course, being the charmer that he is, even though she was like in a 500-year marriage to this angel talker, he still would go there and just like hang out and ogle her, and like, what about now?
And do his little likes to do stuff like that.
Yep, that's so Alec.
That's so Alec. He's like a little Muppet.
So then Hilaria was there one night, and I'll quote her on this one.
I'll quote.
So that she's like, that night I told my girlfriends, universe, I have an announcement to make. I'm ready to meet someone and fall in love. Then they went to dinner at the, Pure Food and Wine. They sat mm-hmm. down, and then he walked up to her and said, I must know you. I must know you. So nice, he said it twice.
Oh my God. I mean, listen.
Who amongst us hasn't been with our girlfriends saying, universe?
No, I mean,
an announcement.
If a down on his luck, aging Hollywood relic walked up to me during the worst time in his life.
Yeah.
I must know you.
I must know you.
I must know you. I'd be like, okay, well.
Yeah. I mean.
Do you want to know about how Timothy and Kylie got together? Because that's what I have to talk about.
And you know he'd hate that.
I know, but he would hate it, but he'd be like, oh, I hate like, it whatever. So much, whatever. I feel like, who gives a shit? Like, this is Alec, right? Yes. This is, he's really never given a shit.
No.
And that's the thing. He never cared.
He doesn't really care about anything or anyone. Yeah.
Clearly not. You can't love anybody until you love yourself, okay?
Yeah, he does love I think he loves the Democratic Party. I think he loves Pelosi, I bet.
And
I think
he loves Spanish wife.
And his ass. Jury's still out. We'll get to the episode, but.
He likes her.
They're great partners.
They're a great duo.
So they start dating. They do a lot of red carpet appearances together. It's a whirlwind romance, but alas, simultaneously, the couple is enduring a terrifying ordeal.
Oh my God.
Alec is being emailed by a stalker constantly.
Oh God.
Who shows up to his house in the Hamptons while Hilaria is there and then accosts him at Lincoln Center. So he presses charges against her. And some of the emails, I do want to read from some of the emails because they are...
Dramatic reading of the emails.
They are wild. I have laundry to do. I have nothing else to wear. And my puppy need clean blankets. Robert's place look like most of my NY friends' place doesn't have laundry room in their unit. So I've looked at your new place in the Devonshire, and guess what? You have washing machine in it. Can I use now?
Okay, that was very much giving, like, Lucy, you have some splaining to do.
She knows that's what he's looking for, you know? He's
Lucy,
looking for kind
you
of
have
a...
some splaining to do.
Looking for kind of a sitcom, you know, spicy dynamic.
What did my crazy wife do now?
And this woman, Genevieve Sabourin, she is French-Canadian, like Celine. I need a USA bank account. So I need social security number, and so I need visa. Well, better than all that, I need to be your wife and have my green card so I can be an American instead of Canadian. I need to change my family name to yours.
Sometimes you just need a person that cuts to the chase. You know what? I would hit that. Yes. Cut to the chase. Give me that.
Cut to the chase.
I don't want to, and no games. I don't want the runaround. Tell me what you want.
Yeah. Well, there's a twist. See?
Ooh.
So he sues her and not even sues her, presses charges against her. And this all plays out, of course, in the New York Post because they want to humiliate him as much as possible.
Well, and it's just a great publication.
Right. Covering the important stories. He's also an MSNBC host at the time, too. So he's a real, you know, he's building back
esteem. Jack of all trades. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, this woman, Jen, she came to his house in the Hamptons while Hilaria was there. And then when she approached him later, it was like something from a Hitchcock movie. He had security escort her out. And what she claims in court, so she was, this is from the article, led into the New York court in handcuffs this afternoon after being earlier sentenced to 30 days in jail for contempt of court. What did she do?
My God. Yeah, truly.
So she claimed that they were dating and the emails were because they were dating. And she's like, the first time we hooked up, we went for dinner at Elio's on the Upper East Side.
Hello.
And Baldwin invited himself to her hotel room. When he kissed me, it confirmed we were very compatible. And so we made love.
We love a confirmation.
Yes. But after him and Alicia Silverstone.
Oh my God, the three most famous vegans.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's why. He probably knew her from Pure Food and Wine. I was like, what is Alicia doing there?
She's clueless.
But they all went to like a backstage tour of a Broadway show and it was Valentine's Day. But I'm like, why didn't they depose Alicia? I have to know her thoughts on this.
You don't want to know her thoughts on anything. It's sickening. You know, like, she like still like bird feeds her son and stuff and he's like 18.
I don't think she does it still now. I mean, he was only like 5. Hopefully now that he's like 21, she's not bird feeding him.
And if you don't know what bird feeding is, it's when you chew your food and then you spit it into your child's food, even when they have a full set of teeth.
Yeah. But I just have such a soft spot for her because A, she was in Clueless, and B, she looks exactly like my sister, if my sister were a vegan.
If your sister looked completely fucking insane.
Well, all this to say, like, Baldwin continues to deny them being together, that they'd ever hooked up, and, you know, and then she claims they did. It's just a standstill. I mean, she was found guilty of 6 of the 24 counts of harassment, and she went to jail for 6 months. She went to Rikers. They threw the book at her.
Oh my God, that's so rude.
Here are her claims, which are very interesting. So on her YouTube channel, like way before Hilary was busted, about, you know, like 7 years ago, she goes into details about what happened. She claims she never sent the emails and that they never looked up the IP address, and she thinks Hilary sent them. And she claims at that dinner at Elio's, Alec brought a briefcase, opened it, and gave her a contract. He said he had two apartments and she could live at one because he wants his personal space. He doesn't want to actually have a wife, but he wants to have a wife for like all red carpet appearances, right, and looks. And then he's like, and then later I'll buy the apartment above mine because those neighbors are moving out. And then we can live on different floors when we get married, and we'll be connected by the stairs. So people will think we're living together, but really we just live separate lives. He also said if she wanted kids, they could adopt, or if she wanted biological kids, they could go to a fertility clinic. Because he was not interested in, like, you know, I think that even though the relationship was going to start sexually, he wasn't interested in doing it forever. So he's like, and also he said she could wear a pregnancy outfit if she wanted to get a surrogate, and he'd sign paternity papers, basically play a happy couple, do red carpet events. She gets the apartment, $2 million contract. Jen says no. She said she thought it was a test to see if she really liked him or not. Mm-hmm. And then she says they had sex. He gave her a different email to contact him after that. And then he said he kept calling her even when he was with Hilaria. And she said she thought, oh, she signed the contract, but he and I are still like seeing each other because it's just a contractual thing. You know, I don't know if I believe any of this, but what is interesting is Beth and Howard Stern are best friends of the Baldwins.
Insane.
They have the same setup.
Something's really wrong with Howard Stern. I never understood his popularity.
I don't either. I guess it's like
a really weird recluse guy. Like, he's weird.
And he's not funny.
He's not funny. And he's kind of just like mean to people.
Yeah, I've never gotten it.
He really exploited women for 40 years of his career. Now he just like hangs out in a bunker and like sometimes interviews Rosie O'Donnell.
It's so weird that he's considered such a beloved like icon of pop culture. Where I'm like, he invented like, I mean, he basically like, you know, we have him to thank for.
Don Imus, and these are really good references, you guys.
Yes, but I mean, like, I guess, like, would there be podcasts without Howard Stern?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. Would there be Lost Culturistas without Howard Stern?
Maybe that's the reverence. Is just like, oh, he was the first person who was like, maybe if I just talk. It doesn't even have to be funny. It can just be talking and people will like to listen to it. I don't know. There were radio shows before that. I think mostly bad stuff has come from. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like.
Joe Rogan. There's definitely no Joe Rogan without Howard Stern.
I never got his appeal.
I don't get it either. And I tried to watch Private Parts. Couldn't get through it.
I did get through that. Privately.
You're like, I love the film, but don't care for his radio work.
Yeah, no, I love his superhero where he doesn't have like pants on. You want to talk about he farts a lot?
Vaguely. Okay, so that's interesting that like Beth also has a separate apartment in her name that she calls Girls Town, and she and like the kids live there and he lives upstairs. And then also what's interesting is like Alec has always been like, Martin Bregman, who's a producer, introduced us. He was called to the stand and he said Alec was screwing two women. One was his girlfriend and the other is probably the girl in question. But the prosecution said it's because he was having an affair with Jen. But it's interesting that he alleges this. I don't really know what I think, but I do know that all of the emails and the sexual encounters being published in the New York Post to humiliate Alec Baldwin is so messy and funny.
It's the greatest publication.
Yeah, it's like they do the right thing for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, the other weird part of this is in 2011, Alec buys a 4,800-foot square penthouse. In June 2012, he buys Hilaria an apartment in her name. Later that month in 2012, they get married. And then the next, after the birth of the first child, Alec gets the apartment upstairs in his name in the higher floor of the building.
Oh my God.
Okay, so it's like interesting.
This is a good, I feel like a good stopping point.
Yeah, because we're so deep in. Yeah.
We're so deep in it. Yeah, I feel like this is a good, and then we'll get into the married couple and the relationship with his Spanish woman.
Yes. His
scent of a woman.
His mamacita.
His mamacita.
Okay, so we'll take a break, and then when we come back, we will recap episode 1.
Yay!
These girls are having a break.
Episode one.
Okay. And we're back. So this is the reason for the season, the long-awaited reality show, episode one, the grand premiere of The Baldwins.
The fucking chills.
Oh my gosh. We held off for so long. We were like, our expectations were so high. We were like, I don't know if we can bear watching it and it not be good. But can I just say it lived up to, it was exactly what I thought it would be, because it is exactly the five things they post on social media constantly. So it's like they really have gotten it down, you know?
These people know what to do. They know how to put it. They make TV.
They know how to make TV. Yeah, they're living TV.
They are TV.
They are TV. To me, this is TV.
This is TV.
So, yeah. So we start out with a warning for epileptic viewers that there will be photosensitivity to lights, where I'm like, first of all, when did that happen? And why would you need to include that? Like, why is that so important that you are willing to trigger a seizure like the 2001 episode of Pokemon? Like,
I know, truly. Yeah, no, I know. It was like, this is going to be good.
This is going to be good. It's like, okay. Like, this is the Baldwins I know.
They're already warning me my brain is going to get scrambled, baby.
Yes, they're like, you know, Alec Baldwin's involved. People are going to get hurt. This is an irresponsible production. Yeah. So, you know, sign your waivers, people.
Right, sign your waivers. And in fact, if you have a seizure from watching the Baldwins, you hear, you're nothing but an ungrateful pig screaming in your ear.
God, I wish that's what I would love, having a seizure again. If I just heard the Alec Baldwin voicemail every time I got an aura. Okay. So then we get the royalty free samba track, like ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da, and then a montage of the kids running around their Manhattan apartment.
And they got their little toy caballos.
Yes. Yeah, just the seven of them. Oh, we've got Carmen, who is dressed and
very
doing her makeup.
Pretty.
Exactly like Anora. Shout out to our Funky Medicine winner.
Yes, it's giving
extremely,
Anora.
Extremely parentified, extremely the real mother of the family.
She's mother.
She is mother. She's like always like carrying two babies, you know.
Yeah, she's mother. Yeah.
She's mother. Yeah. And Alec explains he and Hilaria met after season 5 of 30 Rock, and they show a photo of her in a laundromat, one of her most famous photos, sitting on a washing machine with her leg held above her head.
Right.
In classic, she's so crazy. Hilaria.
Right, exactly.
Yoga everywhere.
Yeah, no, because yoga is everywhere. It's like
yoga
God.
Is everywhere. Right. Yeah. That's her ethos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yoga is everywhere. And I'm Spanish.
Yeah. That her first, like, she thinks of herself as a first lady, and her first lady platform is yoga is
yoga.
Everywhere. And I'm Spanish.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So then Alec explains that his relationship with Ireland, his oldest daughter, got so messed up after his divorce from Kim Basinger because she became such a thoughtless pig like her mother. And so now they have seven kids for him to fix it. This is so crazy.
Well, and this is what he always wanted.
Right.
This
seven
is exactly
kids.
What every guy who is 55, aging out of the business he's been in his whole life, and nobody likes him, is like, you know what? It's time to start a family.
Yeah.
Without thoughtless pigs. No thoughtless pigs allowed.
Yep. and then they also, well, they don't have pigs, but they have eight other pets, maybe nine, maybe seven.
This was actually one of the more crazy things. Like, I've never seen any of, I've never, well, why would I even know about all these animals? I don't know if she posts all these animals on her Instagram, but I had no idea. They have rabbits and dogs. They couldn't even show all of the cats. Can you imagine what it smells like in that house?
Oh my God. Like
with
a petting
zoo,
I'm
sure. Kids, they're not all
and rabbits
trained.
Like they don't even, you know, like most people they have them just fenced off and they just piss and shit in their little area, you know.
Right.
Like you always know where
they're
rabbit
like bigger
house.
Hamsters. Yeah. You never forget a rabbit house.
You never forget a rabbit house.
You never forget that one friend that like had the rabbit and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'll say it now. I'm going on the record. Glenn Close, she was right to boil that rabbit. That house is up to no good.
I get it.
A spoiler.
A spoiler to those of you who haven't seen. It's Fatal Attraction. There is rabbit violence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Modern reference for
modern
us.
Reference. Yeah. At least we're in like the past 50 years.
We're in the
80s.
Yeah.
We're after the bicentennial. So that's a win for us. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they've got a number of pets that they don't know. I think it's also crazy that Ilaria thinks it's cute that she doesn't know how many pets they have. I'm like, people would rather you not know how many kids you have than how many pets you have. Like, don't like brag about being an irresponsible pet owner.
Do you know what that actually reminded me of? Do you remember that documentary, Queen of Versailles?
Yes.
Okay. So like in the actual movie, not the TV show, she had on X or Max. What the fuck is X? I don't know. There was like a scene where like she's like, okay, we got to go feed your like, you know, whatever it was, iguana or something. And it was like, it was not only dead because everyone forgot about it. It had like shriveled up. It had mummified. It'd been there forever. Dead.
Dark.
Not that I don't think Ilaria's animals are dead, but like you can't forget that you have animals because you can't feed them and stuff.
Yeah. On the Hilaria Baldwin subreddit, I think they keep more of a track of like that she's into Bengal cats, she'll sell them, stuff like that. But I'm just not involved. I don't care on that level.
We don't care about that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't care. Not much like her, we don't care about the animals.
Yes. So then they have Carmen who's the oldest. They have three boys, a girl, all have Spanish names, and then baby. A baby is named Ilaria, which is how Hilaria wants her name pronounced. So instead of Hilaria, it being spelled that way,
Ilaria,
she dropped the H. So it's just the I, so people know to pronounce both of their names that way. But also it's too confusing, so they just call her baby. The whole, even though this kid is like 2.5 years old.
Yeah.
They're like, where's baby?
It's like in Roni when Carol had all of those cats and she named them all
named
baby. And
yes.
The dog named baby.
Yes. Yeah.
My God, like. You know, Carol's sort of like the spirit animal of like Ilaria with like the craziness going on in the house.
Yeah, they're kind of a yin and yang
to each other.
Yeah.
Right. One has no kids and the other has all of the children.
Yes, yes. Mother and capital M mother. So then, of course, they talk about Alec's trial for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who he accidentally shot during the film Rust. He's like, while they're shooting, he's currently going back and forth from New Mexico for the trial. And we hear about how hard this is on their family. And from the trailers, this is the primary focus of the show itself for some reasons. I mean, I just feel like it's going to be a fucking downer at times, but we'll hang in there as long as it's fun.
We're going to hang in there because you know what? Like little Eduardo, he's a little clown.
Yeah, it's like, let's... Okay, oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Basically with the kids.
Yes. So then they're like, well, and that's why it's so important because, you know, we're all going through so much. The kids are going through so much that we take time to let them be kids. Samba music plays again. They're walking through the streets.
New York City kids.
Alec has like a sweat pattern that looks like a smiley face on his breast and belly.
Right.
And then they go to, well, yeah, and followers of Alec Baldwin will know that is, I think, the only time the only time he spends time with his kids. And he only posts photos of them at the barber shop, all of the boys, and then they all make Blue Steel, again, very topical reference, Zoolander faces at the end, and then they go home. And so I was like, yeah, it was just such a treat where it's like, oh my gosh, we've seen these pictures so many times, and now we're seeing the magic of the once a month that Alec spends with his family happening in real time, and that's special. Also, I gotta say, Alec Baldwin, his kids tease him he's balding, but he still has a fucking
ton of hair, especially all the stress he's been under. My God.
Yeah, he truly is
thick carpet.
Carpet. And so then, we cut to them doing talking heads together on a couch. And they're like, so let's do a survivor word association about your children. Like, just give us one word that comes to mind. Like, you've met them, right? So you can give us one. That's all we're going to ask. Not memories, just a word, you know, the producers. Yeah.
Word association. Yep.
And then just hearing like, and then Alec's like, so the first word I think of when I think of Edu, and Hilaria's like, kind, right? He's kind. and then Alec's like, no, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say not that at all. It's like a light. I see a light behind his eyes.
Yeah.
And Hilaria's like, oh yes, a light because of all the kindness. And Alex's like, no, that's not it at all.
He's really bad at improv.
They're just like, it's like, it feels like they've never met.
They've never met. They're two people that have never met, but yet are comfortable. Like, she's comfortable enough to put her bare feet on his legs.
Yes, yes. There's a barefoot leg.
And then their very first conversation. Yes. It's very European.
It's very European. Well, she would know. And so then we really brush over and just like quickly gloss over Hilaria impersonating a Spanish woman. Mm-hmm. In the show, the scandal is like a bunch of fake tweets like that they mocked up that said, it's so weird that Hilaria speaks English and Spanish. Like that was the scandal bilingual.
The scandal is that she's only ever said that she is from Spain. Well, I think there was like, you know, because you and I have done deep dives on this, like there was a lot of inconsistencies about like, you know, she wouldn't talk about like she grew up in Boston. You know, she made it sound like she grew up in Spain, went to NYU, like transfer, you know, like was a Spanish exchange student or something.
Forgot English words, was on the cover of Latinx magazine, Hola magazine, like was Latin Woman of the Year.
And her name is not Hilaria. Like her name legally is Hillary. She just likes the Spanish version of Hillary, so she uses Hilaria, but I don't think it's still not even her legal name.
No, yeah. And so they act like the scandal is people were like, English and Spanish, who would speak both?
Yeah, it's like, no one's like upset that you're bilingual. In fact, that's something to be applauded for. That's a really good thing and a great skill to have. Pretending to be a completely different ethnicity is where it's very different.
Right. But, you know, we don't get into that. Instead, Hilaria says, I like Spanish and English, and I won't apologize.
I won't apologize. Yeah.
How you say apologize.
How you say, cucumber. Okay.
So then here's where we get into really the Valley territory. This is when I was like, oh my God, they were so clearly inspired by the Valley. So we see Alec putting away toys, just very normal, washing his hands, cleaning, putting dishes away. And then we get a very serious talking head of Hilaria explaining, people use OCD too much, but Alec really does act OCD. Like, she's like so online or she's like, I know that, you know, you could only use OCD correctly, but Alec has also not been diagnosed with OCD, but he acts very OCD.
Yeah. She's like, it's not just a really organized closet and it's just like him like wiping down a trash can.
It's just totally normal stuff.
Yeah. Like, he's like wiping down it and she's like, it's getting worse.
Yes. It's like, it's the trial. It's making him crazy as he like folds a blanket. But, you know, the thing is,
he is kind of particular. You know, I like things like this or whatever. I get it. But,
if he does have OCD, they can't show it on the show because they're like not really showing the nannies that much.
Right.
So it's like, I think the OCD is probably like, Giselda, what the fuck? The kitchen floors are sticky again. Like
and
that
the ruminating thoughts, which is why, because I have OCD and it's, it doesn't just involve cleaning trash cans.
Right. Well, yeah, yours is, you do have the helpful cleaning kind, which no offense, I'm kind of jealous of. I wish mine translated into action at all.
Whatever.
Action items.
Yeah. So then, talk. They have like a little kitchen conversation and their newly slightly clean kitchen where Alec is like, the trial's been so hard, but I finally realized why we had all these kids after I accidentally killed a woman so that my kids could get me through it.
Right.
And then Hilaria has a rare moment of being like self-aware and she's like, but also, you know, that's not the only reason. We want to help them too. We love kids, you know, that we want them to be kids. And Alec's
oh my God. Yeah. And she's like, he loves being a daddy. You know, we stick together. And she always talks about like how like their family is just like such a strong unit. They're always together. They're always like leaning on each other and like isolated from others. Yes. And like
trapped in that Manhattan apartment.
Especially after what happened on the set of Rust, like they're even more isolated from the world.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah.
In a fun way.
In a fun way. And now at least they're isolated also with like a sound guy, a gaffer, you know,
yeah,
a production
guy.
Assistant.
They still have all of their rabbits and their nannies and their, you know, Hampton's home.
Yes. Yeah. Hampton's home. Been on the market forever. Right. I haven't been able to sell it, but they are going to go there and for a visit for the kids to get away, especially because Alec is about to leave to go back to New Mexico for the trial. Right. So they're going to do a nice little kids vacation.
Beautiful house. Did you see that news story of maybe a week or so ago in my news in page six?
The page six. I did not.
What is the girl from Sex and the City with the brunette?
Kristen Davis.
Yeah. She dated Alec Baldwin for a while and said that like she wanted to break up with him much earlier than she did. But it was because he had this gorgeous house in the Hamptons and she just didn't want to give it up for the summer.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's very like the Samantha plot where she is dating her guy named Richard. And then.
Right.
As if I'm sorry when he cheats on her, he lets her have the mm-hmm. Hamptons house for a week.
Yeah.
Inspired by Alec, perhaps. But yeah, he's had that house forever, but they have been, this is something I know from the sub, they've been trying to unload it. They've like, you know, they've been putting it on the market, marking it down a lot of times because, well, we'll get more into it later, but here's the dealio is that Alec is really like, I think he was bummed out that he even had to like go back to making movies. I think he wanted to retire and Olari was going to be the breadwinner, the influencer.
Right.
But then obviously she was disgraced.
Right.
And then now he's uninsurable
right.
on sets. He's disgraced. So it's like they really, all they can do is a reality show. But
right.
Their losses are gained.
Exactly.
So they're at the Hamptons house or they're packing up to go there.
Right. And just getting to the kids in the car is a whole logistical nightmare.
Yeah. It's like you can just hear them, the kids screaming, don't close the door on my feet. Don't close the door on my feet.
Well, okay. So they have like these two cars and they're like, okay, like these kids will go in mommy's car and these kids will go into, this is like the height of the drama. It's not the impending murder trial or faking ethnicities. It's how are we going to get all these kids in these cars? Like they're like not clown cars, they're two SUVs. But all of the kids have decided, no, we all just want to go in mom's car. But she doesn't have all of the car seats ready. Alec has to help her put a new car seat. But yeah, none of the kids want to drive with Alec, which is very interesting. Just all mama.
Yeah.
What's up with that? He drives all by himself.
I do think it could be like because he's basically like a strange uncle to them they see rarely. But I also think that all of this John and Kate kind of fake drama,
fake
I think
plot.
It's like, pretty choreographed by them, especially like because you can kind of tell because like Laura is like the worst actress where it's like, you know, like Alex, she loads him up with all the pets, even though his one thing he said was like, don't put any cats in my car. I can't deal with it. I'm allergic to cats. Very common fight. This is like a fight that my sister and mom have all the time is my mom doesn't want to have to drive with her cat. But this is like the big tension of the episode is we go to the confessional and the producer is like, do you remember what Alex said was the one thing he didn't want in the car? And she's like smiling and she's like trying to think. And she's like, and they're like, he said he didn't want to drive with cats. And she goes, and I've got like five cats in there. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, no. I've got some splaining to do.
No seat.
And that's like the climax of the episode.
Right. Also, did you notice just like, okay, so when they're in the Hamptons and like the kids, they have like a little like, well, it's not little. It's like a big slide, like water slide, slip and slide thing, inflatable. Mm-hmm. How slowly Alec is moving these days. Like he can barely walk.
Yeah.
It's just so sad, like aging. It's like that Simpsons episode. Like, what does that woman say? Like, behold the ravages of age.
Yes, yes. Death comes for us all. But he's still, it's crazy though, because he's still, it's like the same way I felt about seeing, Goldie Hawn at the Oscars, where I'm like, because of plastic surgery, everyone still looks so good that it's terrifying to see them shake and act like
their body.
80-year-olds. Yeah, because they have the faces of 50-year-olds, and you're like,
she looks exactly like Goldie Hawn looks like she did in First Wives Club when she gets the crazy plastic surgery in First Wives Club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Morning, Marv, when she's got the big fake lips. Oh, I love First Wives.
I love that movie.
Okay, so then they get there. More OCD. Alec is being OCD that he's got to bring the luggage inside. It's so Jax Taylor to me where he's like, I love leaf blowing.
I have OCD. This is how I heal.
And then that's kind of like the end of the episode. They're a family.
They're a family of Peppinos.
Of Peppinos. And they're a crazy bunch, but they're, my God, if it isn't fun.
My God, it's so much fun. And it's exactly what Alec always wanted.
Right, right. Every aging misogynist actor's dream.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So that's our recap. Next week, we're going to recap episode 2, maybe 3, if not a lot happens in 2. We might just cram them both in there. And then we'll finish our deep dive on Ilaria and Alec and go into some deeper depth about
the depths of, yeah, we're gonna cross the ocean and we're gonna go to España,
and we'll also get into some nitty-gritty of the rest trial, because it's a bigger can of worms than the show is having you believe. And
but they
gotta
do
get the
like
word out.
You know, wonderful like shots of the set. You know, we have like these beautiful sweeping vistas.
Right, which is crazy because they fired their union crew, so I don't know where the shots are coming from. I'm guessing it's crime photographers and paparazzi that they're getting the shots from. But I'll get into all of that later. I've got some strong opinions. This is the end of the episode. At the end of every episode, we have an oral exam. I've got a serious one this time. I've got a real bone to pick.
I do too. I've got a boner to pick.
Ooh, hot.
Coming in hot.
All right. This is Michelle Baber's oral exam, and her time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove that I have never been more disgusted, hurt, crestfallen, shaken than I was the other day when I texted you a screenshot, Lauren. And that's right, my beloved Daily Mail now has a fucking paywall. This has been a lot for me to handle. I don't know where to get my news. I only have the New York Post. I don't know. I don't need anybody to DM me or for any of my loved ones or friends to tell me that there is actually access to free news other places that isn't vile, because I'm just not going to believe you. And after the Daily Mail put up a paywall, I don't believe in anything. Freedom isn't free. Get rid of the Department of Education. Nothing matters. Time. Painful. Yeah. It hurts.
Hey, if you're looking for more vile news, have you tried the Vile Files? All the Nick Vile news. You can.
Yeah, like what if we just did our podcast like this?
If we had nice enough equipment, I totally would. That's definitely our attitude. You used to record lying down, so we can't really throw stones at Nick Vile.
Oh yeah, I did record lying down. Well, only because I didn't want to sit up.
Right. Which is a reason for sure.
It's a good one.
It's definitely justification. You can still follow their Instagram though.
It's like not the same when you just see the headline of about a beheading, and I can't read about the beheading.
You should
of
go
a child.
To. You know, there's plenty of
beheadings.
Really disgusting websites that kind of any kind of like beheading or any kind of like a toddler 8-12 knives, found in pieces. If you go to our crime, there's a lot of, what you're looking for. There's plenty of websites that are totally free that still travel in that kind of like crime trash. So I'm not worried about
but
you.
But it's not written by true journalists. That's what I like. This is the journalism aspect.
Right. And the Brits, you want it to be written across the pond.
I like it. I'm very European. I have a very European taste in my news. What can I say?
That's true. Most true crime is very, as American as Nancy Grace.
I miss her. I'm not even going to lie. I want to see her somewhere doing something.
Yeah.
She's here yelling at people.
Yeah. Someone do a crime to bring her out of her. Cave?
Where is she? Which cave is she in?
All right. This is my, I don't know if it's funny. Okay. This is Lauren Davis's oral exam. My time starts now. In this essay, I will prove I am so confused about this new generation of leftists horseshoeing back into, conservatism, into misogyny, into they're bullying Mikey Madison. They changed her Wikipedia to Mikey Madison is an American prostitute for standing up for sex workers, for playing a sex worker. They think this movie is backwards and reductionist. Like, I don't get it, where it's like, they're like, oh, this is like glorifying sex work. I'm like, but you also believe, I can't understand. You also say free Palestine, and then you're like, work reform, but then you're like, any woman who plays a hooker is a dirty little slut, and any director who wants to make movies about sex work, it's because he's a pervert who wants to wank off to the movie afterwards. It's like, you guys know porn exists, right? Like, maybe you're the one not humanizing sex work. Maybe a physician, heal thyself. So I'm just confused by the kids today.
Right. I've been confused by the children.
It's bizarre to me. Bizarre. Leave Mikey alone.
What has she ever done?
She's our first ghost face. Spoiler again. Who won an Oscar? Skeet Ulrich didn't do that. Spoiler again. Scott Foley didn't do that. Another spoiler.
Scott Foley? What the fuck, Lauren?
David Arquette didn't do that. I'm naming all the people who played Ghostface.
I was like, wait, what does he have to do with anything?
Scream 3. He is the killer. Sorry, guys. Spoiler. Scream 2? It's not good.
Do you know who's the killer in Scream 2?
Is it the Bangs? That one's Courtney Cox. Yeah, it's the Bangs are the killer. Bangs. Yeah. They got the scissors. It was the Bangs with the scissors.
She bangs.
All right.
You went a little crazy when she moved in close.
That's our time and that's our theme song.
Yeah. And if anybody has a login for the Daily Mail I can use, send it to your girl. I'm not paying $1.99 a month for the Daily Mail. I won't do it.
That's going to be our Patreon. It's just like different levels are different. Like you putting in your login for Daily Mail, for like a Washington Post. And we don't need money. We just need access to the information.
Your Apple Plus account. Yeah. I need to watch Severance.
Speaking of which, I gotta go. Bye.